I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1299. Come and have breakfast. There's an old saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But you know what? That doesn't just apply to men. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of using our words in our witness. If we don't use our words, it's actually selfish. Because then our goodness points to us, and not to the God who's working in us. Let me flip the script today and look at the other side of that coin. Love looks loving in so many practical ways, not just talking about it. Sometimes it means saying to someone, come and have breakfast. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. Love sometimes occurs in very small, seemingly insignificant, and yet important practical ways. After Jesus' resurrection, the disillusioned disciples didn't know what to do, so they went back to doing what they knew they could do. They went fishing. By the way, that's often the way grief works. People just bury themselves in their work because they at least know how to do that. At least they can control that. And that's what makes John 21 so rich and so funny, actually. Because the fishermen aren't catching any fish. Zip. Zero. Nada. That had to be frustrating. First, their dreams with Jesus are kaput. They don't know what to do now. And they can't even do what they thought they knew how to do. But then they see a guy, after they've been fishing all night, standing on the shore. And he starts giving them fishing advice. Cast your net over here, not over there. The nerve of that guy. I mean, they're the fishing experts, seriously? But they do what he says, and the fish are more than they can handle. The best fishing day ever. And then they realize it's Jesus, and they all head for the shore. And this is where it gets really interesting. Jesus says, come and have breakfast. Say what? That's a little out of the blue, don't you think? I mean, you'd expect Jesus to say, all right, guys, sit down and take your parchment out, and I want you to take some notes because I'm going to explain a thing or two to you. I got to give you a sermon. I want to teach a long lesson. This is really important. But that's not what he does. Jesus has been cooking, and Jesus says, let's eat. Don't you love that? Because love is not just lectures. It's hospitality. It's meeting the practical needs of people. Everyone needs to eat. It's conversation in a relaxed atmosphere. It's sharing a meal together, not just sitting in church where everyone is staring at one person who's doing all the talking. Here, the Lord of the universe takes the time to whip up some breakfast for the boys before having the life-changing conversation that will change the trajectory of their lives forever. Here's the great question. Who can you love through hospitality today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to show your love through hospitality and acts of kindness. Lord, grant me the wisdom to recognize opportunities to extend hospitality to those in need. Help me to open my home, maybe open my home and heart to others, welcoming them with warmth and care. Give us the grace, God, to perform acts of kindness with a generous spirit. Show me the needs of those around me. And then give me a willingness to reach out and make a difference in their lives in small ways. Let my actions speak of your love, and let my words speak of your love too. Help me to reflect your love in big and small ways. Lord, we pray that through hospitality and acts of kindness, others may come to know your love and be drawn closer to you. God, use us as instruments of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1300. And in the meantime, some of the most beautiful and meaningful conversations about the Lord happen through hospitality. It doesn't have to be a big gourmet meal. It can be a cup of coffee and a donut. But seek ways to slow down, not rush in. See a small way that you can meet a small need and open a big door to a deeper conversation about the love of God. Maybe today you would just call someone and say, come and have breakfast.